heavy bombing in Libya's capital today. Daytime bombing, which is unusual. NATO airstrikes are intensifying, mostly around, in and around Muammar Gaddafi's compound. Joining us live from Tripoli, John Burns. He's the London bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. Before we get into your sort of skepticism about the truth coming from the Libyan government, John, tell us what's happening with these renewed and intensified NATO airstrikes.
Well, it is a change in the pattern. There have been daytime airstrikes before, but usually they're rare compared with the nighttime strikes, and I think that's for a very good reason. There are effectively no air defenses here. That's not a problem for NATO. The problem is that if you bomb during the day, it heightens the risk of killing civilians, no matter how good your intelligence is. Today, that's changed, and we've had half a dozen or more very, very big strikes very close to the hotel where I'm staying, and close enough that they created a bit of a shock effect in the hotel itself from high-altitude aircraft that we could actually hear on the approach to their releasing these bombs or missiles. Once again, as you say, the target is Colonel Gaddafi's Bab al-Azizia compound, which has been very heavily bombed now for about a month.
Well, let me ask you, John Burns, you're there in Tripoli. One of the other things that you describe in your great piece today is the propaganda effort coming from the Libyan government. You describe a moment when they're taking the reporters on a tour to see a family that had nearly been killed by a NATO missile, but when you looked at the missile, it had Cyrillic script on it.
Yes, this was a kind of exquisite example of something that we have been seeing here now since the bombing began 11 weeks ago, but it becomes more and more apparent with every passing day. This is a government, the Gaddafi government, that for whom the locker is just about bare. They have no effective air defenses. They have rebels pressing from the east and from the west. They have fuel shortages. We are told by humanitarian agencies that food shortages will soon begin to compound that. So what are they left with? They're left with the reflex of propaganda, and they're not very good at it. In fact, they're very bad at it, which is strange. You would have thought that a regime like this would be much more efficient. So we had this incident in the middle of the night where we were taken to a supposed bombing in a rustic farmyard on western Tripoli, and I just bent down and took a closer look at this massive missile, body of a missile. It wasn't even clear that it had exploded. And there on the electronic components was Cyrillic writing. The minder, who was in the full flow of declaiming against NATO, took only about a microsecond to kind of recalibrate and then said, well, yes, but it was a kind of a bank shot, my phrase, not his, that the missile, a NATO missile, had hit a Libyan arsenal. It had then caused a Russian missile in the Libyan arsenal to ignite, and that had flown through the night and hit the courtyard. Of course, this was complete.
We've lost John Burns there, London bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. In his great piece in the paper today also describes this sort of surgical strikes of NATO airstrikes in Tripoli. He's talking about an intensified airstrike campaign, which has just begun within the past day or so on the presidential compound, mostly in Libya's capital. John Burns with our partner, The New York Times.
I'm David Remnick, host of The New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.